Hey, it's great to see you. Come on in. Come inside. Did you find the place okay? Good. I'm glad it wasn't any trouble. I know sometimes the map takes you to the cafe next to the hotel, but you've got your key card, I see. And yet you still knocked. Such great manners, I see. You're blushing already. No, it's okay to be nervous. I get nervous too sometimes. Plus, it looks really sweet on your face. Now, I know we have a lot planned this evening, and there is absolutely no rush. Since it's the first time you've done something like this before, I'm going to talk you through every step. It is imperative to me that you feel safe and prepared for everything that happens, all right? Good. We'll start here, in the living room, with a drink, and we'll just take it slow, start to relax a little bit, and enjoy each other's company. Fantastic. What can I get for you? I've got the red you mentioned, as well as some champagne. And, of course, I have some orange juice or sparkling water. It's my pleasure. I'll get that for you now, and then I'd like to have a seat with you on the couch. If that's okay with you, of course. Here we are. Now, before we get into drinks, I just wanted to make sure everything was fine with what we discussed. The outline of the evening, the safety measures, everything. Absolutely, yes. I just wanted to do a little check-in. Do you have any specific questions about how the traffic light system works? I remember you saying you'd not used it before, so if it gets a bit hazy, you can just use the safe word we talked about. Either is okay. No, it doesn't mean we'll stop for good. It's definitely not a failure to use them either. I know there's some weird stuff about this online. It's not like that, I promise. It's just a communication tool, okay? So I'm going to be reading you throughout this whole process, and any little body sign or hint of change throughout our scene will be conducted by me regardless, but these are just to know that we are hitting limits and we need to change our style of play. This is how I expect you'll let me know if you need more information, have a question, or would like to find a new way forward. Definitely. You use it how you see fit, and I will be here the entire time, just to guide the process a little bit. You can't get it wrong in any way. And then afterwards we can sit down and relax and talk and cuddle and laugh in any way that you need for however long you need, just to help us digest everything that's happened, because it does get a little bit intense, and these are emotions that we are experimenting with. But I'm looking forward to this very much. Does that work for you? Good. Good girl. Did that catch you off guard a little bit? I could apologize, but of course I wouldn't really mean it. I thrive on making you blush. And you are very beautiful when you do. Part of being a good girl for me is telling me immediately when you're feeling uncomfortable. Can you do that for me? Yes. I know you said you were feeling a little nervous. How are you feeling now, though, that you're here and I'm directly in front of you? Well, thank you. I'm very glad. I just want you to feel comfortable. That's all. Some other things too, but as comfortable as discomfort can allow. I know you mentioned you were anxious about what to wear for this, but you nailed it. You look phenomenal. I absolutely do mean it. Well, I happen to think you look incredibly beautiful. And I am quite literally the boss tonight, aren't I? Really? Feeling a little bold now, are we? Why don't I give you a quick tour of the room so you know where things are? The bathroom is here, to your right. Shower, toilet, sink, you know, all the basics. And then I got a little surprise basket for you. All the things you might need after our session are in this basket. Yes, I was able to find the lavender scent that you said you liked. Just in case you wanted a nice bath later, I wanted to be prepared. I'm glad you think so. Grab your champagne and come out here with me. Yes, the candles we talked about, they smell good, right? I'm glad you like them. I was able to find the woodwick ones you mentioned. And you'll be pleased to know they are soy wax too. A much more skin-friendly wax. They don't get as hot, and they're gentler than paraffin on the skin. Does that sound good? I suspected you might like that little touch. There's no pressure to try it tonight. I just thought you might like it, based on our conversations. I must say, it's a personal favorite of mine too. Now, before we go any further, let's talk a little bit more about that safe word. What have you chosen? Now that's a great word. I've not heard that one before though. It does follow the rules. The rules. Yes, I should tell you about those. When we're picking a safe word, it should be something easy to remember, but also something that doesn't sound like anything else. It should be easy to say, but also something you wouldn't say in an ordinary conversation. Now, I know it's a bit of a riddle, but you've done such a good job in picking one for me. I knew someone once who used their dog's name as a safe word. Then they struggled to look their dog in the eye afterwards for months. I think he's still called by a nickname, honestly. So, Kiwi is perfect for a word. Great choice. And like I said, if anything needs to change or stop, I expect you to use the traffic lights or your safe word. Do you understand? Do you agree? You're going to have to use your words tonight, sweetheart. Say yes, sir, if you agree. Good girl. Now that we know what I will be called, what is it that you want me to call you? Yes, I can do that. Thank you for that, sweetheart. Now, are you ready to begin? Okay, let's begin. Starting with a small correction. When addressing me, I expect you to use an honorific at all times. It is not yes or yeah. You will say yes, sir, or no, sir. Do you understand? Very good. Now, aside from the candles and lavender soap, there is a number of specific things you mentioned, things you're interested in. Hey, none of that. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, you wouldn't be embarrassed about telling the waiter at a 5-star restaurant that you like your steak cooked medium rare, right? Actually, maybe that's not the greatest comparison. I mean, am I the waiter or am I the steak in that situation? Good point. I guess a better comparison would be, would you not tell a retail assistant your size and clothing? And yes, I would be the clothing in order to make this a perfect fit just for you. In saying that, I think I forgot to mention how good your nails look tonight. Red, my favorite color. Did you do that just for me? Such a sweet girl, wanting to impress me already. May I take a closer look? Thank you. Hey, sweetheart. Take a breath. I can feel that you're tense, and it's okay. I just want you to relax, okay? I know that you're looking forward to this, but it makes sense that you're feeling unsure. Why don't we play a little game? Okay, So here's how this will work. I'm going to let my hands wander from your fingertips to wherever they may go, and anywhere that I find tension, I will do my best to work it out in whatever way I see fit, in accordance to your needs. How does that sound? I thought you might like that. Thank you for giving your consent. I'll just start rubbing gentle circles right here. How does that feel? Do you like that? Good. Good girl. Following my orders. And the way you say sir, it sounds so good. Did you know that you have a freckle just here? It's adorable. May I kiss it? Oh, is that so? I can kiss you wherever I like. Good to know. Well, it's certainly not out of the question then. If you're good. No, you don't need to do anything just now. But if you'd like to get more comfortable, you're more than welcome to take a few steps back. Don't worry, I've got you. And lie back on the soft blankets behind you. Yes, just like that. Would you like a glass? Of course, sweetheart. Good girl for remembering your manners. Now, back to our fun little game. I'd like you to think about our very first conversation while you sip that. And I'll just keep looking for places where you might be holding a little too much tension or stress. After all, I need my girl to be relaxed tonight. I do remember you mentioning that, particularly because I remember the way your voice sounded in that voice note you sent me. Yes, it was incredibly hot. Hearing you like that, a little excited, and maybe a little bit desperate. And is that something you'd like to explore tonight? Being desperate? Well, that can certainly be arranged. Well, you sip that. I'll slip off your heels, so delicately. I'm certainly feeling some tension here in these curves. Oh, does that tickle? But if I'm not mistaken, I think you might like it. Do you like the way this feels when I push my thumb gently into your delicate skin, sweetheart? I need to hear it, sweetheart. Yes? Sir? Good. When you want something, and when you don't, I want you to tell me. Use your words. I know it's hard, but I need you to know what you're feeling when I'm touching you. Do you understand? Well done. Shall I move a little higher? The softness of your skin is intoxicating. As I rub circles over this muscle right here, and up towards, yes, there. I can see how you're starting to react to my touch. It's got me thinking about all the other places you might react when I do other things. Things I can't wait much longer to do with you. How you might look when we begin to explore some of these things that make your heart race. I bet your soft skin will look so pretty with marks across it, sweetheart. Are you ready to find out? Good girl.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.